The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
So I tell Fargus, like for you to notice you still have your wand. I thought otherwise. I thought about doing something.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Why would you tell the one character who could murder you while you sleep?
Oh, shit.
What's the Hunter's Mound like?
The Hunter's Mound is full of carcasses. This, that, and everything else.
We see a lot of demon-y carcasses?
No. You may see a few laying around. More dretches. Uh-huh. They don't go after the big stuff.
I'll say dretches were the dogs, right?
Dretches were the dogs.
Okay.
You may also see something that looks kind of like a sackcloth dummy with a face. Your religious training, your arcane training, you'd know that those are manes. It's another very low-level demon.
Anything with two heads?
No.
I inquire if they've come across anything with two heads. That shouldn't have two heads, not an Etten or something.
No, not anything that shouldn't have two heads.
Okay.
Years ago, there was an Etten. Yeah.
How long have the demon incursions been happening?
A couple months. Timeline-wise, I'm not sure what.
Since a week before the campaign started.
Yeah, a couple months.
So
what brings you all to Neverlight Grove, and what can we do for you?
This drow seems to think he belongs here.
And we had two of your kind that on our party that wanted to come.
We all were, most of us were prisoners of the drow, and, you know, we're just kind of making our way up to the surface world and dropping off our compatriots as we reach their homes.
As you guys get back to the Hunter's Mound, you see other Myconids working, whatever. Lubamub will send someone to the...
I'm not going to survive with that name. I'm sorry.
We'll send someone to find Basidia and Philo because they're ecstatic that Stool and Rumpadump have been brought back.
What were the other mounds? It's the Hunter's Mound and...
Hunters, Builders, Growers, Sowers.
I guess I'll do it with Philo and What's-Her-Face. Or what? Damn it, now I'm doing it.
Basidia.
Thanks, Patriarchy. Philo and Basidia.
Philo and Basidia.
Basidia.
That's what I have in my notes.
Talk to somebody about the Myconid farmers outside of the Drow City. Or the,
Explorers is the other one.
Explorers, so there are five.
Outside of, what the fuck? Gragglestud.
No, there are seven, I'm sorry. Growers.
You forgot the Jokers.
There's Growers, Showers.
The Midnight.
And the Circle of Masters.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That only gives me 6.
That's 6.
You're doing Lucas math over there.
Yep.
No, there's a Zents group of naughty Myconids.
There's always a Zents. Fucking everywhere. But weren't the other two afraid of Basidia and Philo?
What other two?
Rumpadump and...
No.
Okay.
They said they're good people.
No, but I thought that they were... I thought that was why Rumpadump was afraid to go back, was because of Basidia and Philo. Maybe I missed that.
Pardon me. No, he was afraid to go with the one who was dancing and ecstatic.
But we didn't get a name for that one.
Nope. I don't think you did. I don't remember.
Okay. Because that's kind of what I was trying to get. I thought that was one of the leaders, but apparently it was not.
It was not Philo or Basidia. I know that.
Was it someone that Rumpadump would have known? Because I kind of assumed that Rumpadump was brought there by that one.
Voosper.
Voosper.
Voosroda.
Sounds like a brand of paint.
Voosper.
Like Valspar is like a cheap cousin, the off-brand.
Myconid who dances.
Yep.
Sounds like a weirdly native name.
It's a badass name.
Myconid who dances with wolves.
What, with wolves?
With dretches.
Anything else before I move on?
No, I was just going to say something about assigning human societal norms to other...
I said it sounded like a native name.
Native to what? To where?
Native Americans, man. First peoples. No, it's not offensive. I didn't say Injuns.
As a descendant of Native American, I'm offended by.
Okay.
I'm just offended by Matt.
Well, yes, in general. But
please continue, Jeff.
After 5 years sitting at this table next to him, I'm kind of got used to it.
Eventually, a clump of myconids will arrive at the Hunter's Mound. Two far larger than the others.
How large?
Still mechanically medium-sized, but taller than...
Like 6 foot? 5 foot?
Six I don't and a half know.
Foot? Immerse me, motherfucker. I was just asking.
Taller than the others.
Just because your character is a dick doesn't mean you have to also be a dick.
Yes, it does.
False. Every game.
5 foot versus 6.5 foot.
You just bought my eye.
5 foot versus 6.5 foot.
Okay.
they show up. They like come up and embrace Stool and Rumpadump, welcome them home. Thank you for all your help getting them back.
Shall we assume that this is Basidius and Philo then?
Yeah, Basidia and Philo.
Basidia.
Hey, if I can bend your ear, or what passes for ears, real quick, and I want to describe to them when I got poofed outside of Gracklestug, I want to describe there were myconids there that were being kept as farmers. They didn't want to escape at the time, but, you know, they also wanted to go home at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I just make sure that they're aware that that's a thing.
That's very good to know. Philo says that I have some specialists in things like that in the Explorer's Mound.
Well, I'll meet with them and drop a map if you like.
I will make sure that they go. And then.
Excellent. They helped me out, and I want to return the favor. I don't like to have debts not paid. It's not very evil. What are you going to say?
No. I was going to ask a question, but I'll
go ahead.
I'll wait to cut to the heart of the matter until we get it. Let's get the preliminary pleasantries out of the way before Kira starts being a bitch.
Why start now?
Literally every game we play.
True state.
This is the only game I've ever played.
You are safe. You
played Bryson Springs.
That was...
Oh, damn it. You got us.
You are safe, friendly softers. You arrive at a wondrous time for Neverlight Grove. For Neverlight Grove is on the verge of something great, something marvelous. Celebrate as the day of joy is nigh.
Will they summon their queen?
I'm sorry, did you call us softers?
Softers, yes.
It's
a bit like normies. Bring me some lube it up and I'll show you how soft we're going to be.
It's a bit like normies.
Are they wearing, like, I feel like they're all wearing red Make Neverlight Grove Great Again hats.
They're building a wall right now.
We're on the cusp of greatness. It's like, this is just xenophobic bullshit. What's going on here, brah?
And how long has your government been shut down?
That's almost Mengele.
It's topical now.
I hope it's not topical when this episode comes out.
2 or 3 months down the line, hopefully not.
You guys... Make me an insight check.
Insight.
15.
11.
22.
Dozen.
Okay.
It took him by surprise.
I thought dozen other, what?
Use all the words for 12. It's...
Well, I wanted to say baker's dozen, and then I looked down and it was 12 instead of 13, and then you looked at me and I was like, I can't say baker's dozen because that's not true. So it's a dozen.
12 was the target number. So the three of you notice you've been hanging around Stool and Rumpadump enough. You know the way that they act. These guys are all acting the same way. Very similar mannerisms and everything to Stool and Rumpadump. Basidia looks at Philo as he's telling you this stuff, and it's like skeptical or worried. Or something.
When he's talking about the celebration?
Yes.
Hey, did Viewspar come back? I wouldn't have said that.
Well, I haven't gotten to that question yet. I figured I'd let one other question happen before I start asking about dancing.
Did we determine that my
fairy holes.
Telepathy is only one way?
Yeah.
Yes. No, Viewspar's been back several times. He's the one who goes out and brings in lost Myconid.
What is Sereth doing right now? What is his demeanor?
He's looking cracky?
No, he's not looking cracky. He...
Talk about someone that Mike and he's...
He's very happy to be back. He's very happy to be here. He's very happy to finally be where he's wanted to go. He's in awe of what he sees here. I mean, he's not doing anything out of the ordinary.
Does he have like a raging boner?
No.
Because I get one whenever I go to McDonald's. That's where I want to be, so I was just curious. Oh, have one now. Quick. It's everybody turn their radios off on their commute. Sorry.
So it's pretty normal then to have sort of these, what's his name? Vooper? Vepper?
Vuspar.
Vuspar. It was pretty normal then for Vuspar to kind of go out and mind control things a little bit then.
What is he mind controlling? The spore servants?
I mean,
yes, that's kind of what we do.
Weren't we under the impression that Sarath was?
Yeah, why did
you detected his thoughts and he had...
Yeah, he wasn't quite all there.
He had
separate
minds.
Right, but I'm also assuming that our character's expected to walk in here much like we've walked into the last two cities in the Underdark and, like, see a very open, demon-y presence, and we're definitely not seeing it. So Kira's more than happy to poke the bear, but they're just like, yeah, nah, this is how it works, bro. Like,
cool.
And it's completely believable because...
This is how it works.
Let's just f*** off.
Let's resupply. Forget
nothing,
the side quests.
Nothing here.
Just
and
go on to Blingenstone, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Can we? When
take,
is,
a, take a night just, and then go.
Just ask the motto question. When is this celebration?
I don't know exactly. It's soon.
What event has to happen for that to be a thing? I think it would be a religious-y question.
Can I just say it is so much more comfortable sitting at this table with you guys than it normally is?
Because we're farther apart.
But it's kind of nice to like lean on the table.
And not like, it, not let it bend underneath.
My back doesn't hurt.
Well, no, that like that was one of the design aspects. I really wanted to create rails to lean on. To like, it has improved everybody's posture. I don't know that it's improved the mic quality yet because you don't realize you should be talking into it like normal. But yeah.
Philo says that any of your questions about the Day of Joy can be answered by the Great Cedar.
Okay, well,
that's the fuck hole.
The Great Cedar.
Yes.
Cool.
What exactly will we be celebrating?
The Day of Joy.
Well, right. What is the Day of Joy?
It's the beginning of the change, the great changes that are coming to Neverlight Grove. The myconids, the fungus raising up, not just subjugated to the Underdark, raised up to the surface.
Won't the sunlight hurt you?
No, not with the Great Cedar's help.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Ah. Is Rumpadump or Stool nearby?
Yes.
I kind of like look at him like, I've been poofed recently by either one of them.
The Sovereigns have a much wider poof, so everybody is connected.
So you can't talk to one without everybody else hearing?
Not really.
Oh, it's fine. Kira doesn't have
to. Look
Kira,
at them and just jump up and down once. With like raised eyebrow.
I just kind of look at him and like,
what are the
bob two or three times.
What are the surface thoughts of these creatures since I got the helmet?
You don't need the helmet. You're all telepathically connected.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I thought that was just for speaking.
The Great Cedar, is this like a...
Well, myconids work different than you guys do.
Clearly.
They use these rapport spores to mind meld.
Rapport spores?
Yeah, the poof.
Colbert rapport spores?
No, R-A-P-P-O-R-T.
Huh. Rapport.
That's this.
Ma, this fucking cat! Sorry. Joe's watched that like 9 times. I can't get him to not watch it. Looks like grandma!
Jeff.
Yes.
So I asked, this Great Cedar, is this a god or goddess that you normally worship?
No.
I am, as I say this, I look poignantly at Stool or Rumpadump. And kind of mime jumping.
Stool will surreptitiously shake his head. Rumpadump surreptitiously nods. Fuck.
I only know the Navy signals, guys.
You know, you guys should come up and meet the Great Cedar. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow would be good. I need some hit points back.
Yeah. The preparations are still underway. Up on the
rooftop.
The high terrace up there. stay out of there today. We will have everything ready for you tomorrow. Let me see. We will have a glorious and wonderful surprise for you in the Garden of Welcome.
Good. Guano bowls. That's collect the whole set.
That's how I feel. Like, and happy, sad.
At that point, Basidia pipes up and says, in the meantime, why don't I give you guys a tour of the grove?
Okay. That'd be nice.
So we're going to the high terrace. I'm just creating a new character in case Jeff kills me.
Okay. Okay, what was your question?
They wanted to show us the Garden of Welcome on the high terrace.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Oh, sorry, we're getting a tour today. We're getting a tour of Neverlight Grove. So they're taking us to the sacrificial altar tomorrow.
Yes.
Got it.
Cool. So we're sleeping off then?
No, we're taking a tour.
Yeah, Basidia offers to take you around to the other mounds and show you the sights.
Neat.
Get on the goddamn bus, Lucas, and listen to It's a Small World 75 times in a fucking row.
Somebody sounds angry.
No, I just assume that's what the tour's like.
Somebody's brandy is empty.
I don't have to be angry to not have booze. And there's plenty of brandy over there, thank you.
Get you a sippy cup.
It's Lucas.
This wasn't a tour. We go to, like, Celebrity Mike and its houses, or...
Celebrity Mike and its houses.
I'm trying to think of punny Mike and its names.
Like Star Tours, but... Like...
Yeah. TMZ Tours.
I can't think of any fungi or other... Clint Zirkwood is the closest thing that I've come up with so far, and I don't really think feel like that was a good one.
If you're waiting on us, Jeff, we're waiting on you.
I'm waiting on you guys.
We're taking a tour. What do we see? You started this.
Phones.
It's right back in here, right too. You have to wait a minute for me, then. Squirrel!
Titty sprinkles.
What? How did you know the name of my dead cat?
Okay. Basidia gets you away from Philo, and she starts talking about that this shit's weird. Philo has been going on for weeks about the Great Cedar and the Day of Joy and the coming wedding. And
wedding, you said?
Yeah, wedding.
To what?
Something that he calls Aramicus.
Aramicus.
You don't have any idea what he's talking about then?
I don't know what Aramicus is.
Has he been any place strange? Read anything strange?
No, he's been here the whole time.
This is what Vuspar is doing?
Vuspar goes out and brings strays home.
But ask Stool. He was really culty. He was saying some weird things.
Rumpadump and Stool didn't come with you. But yeah. I mean, Basidia is connected to you guys. She is able to see things that you've experienced and things like that. Way more of a mind meld to her than it is to you guys. To you guys, it's just a way of communicating. But yeah, I don't know what's up. I see it growing in others. It's more than just following what Philo says. It's like they're going mad.
Well, every city we've gone to has had some kind of weird connection with the demons. Something like the what is it, the old gods? Like, what, how do I describe it?
What, the demon lords?
Demon lords are poking their heads through and fucking with people.
I mean, we've seen more demons.
We've seen lately, the Demogorgon.
I don't know what that is.
Found evidence of Jublex.
Well, Vusper talked a lot about her, and from what I understand from your very progressive society, you don't recognize gender, so I'm curious as to who he is recognizing as a she.
The Great Cedar.
And who's the Great Cedar going to marry, because you said something about a wedding.
Yeah, Aramicus. I don't know who that is. I mean, if you think about it, to them, the concept of a wedding would be foreign.
Is the Great Cedar a Myconid? Is one of you?
I don't know. I've never met it.
So if you were to gauge a ratio between crazies and not crazies, what are the numbers we're looking at in this fight we're going to have tomorrow?
I don't want you to start a fight.
Oh, we won't start it, usually. But we do try and finish it occasionally.
I don't want you to harm my people.
We don't want to have to. You got to understand.
That's kind of our thing.
We got to stand our ground. For some reason, this is a trap.
And we're not going to back down.
Whether or not you mean it to be. We'll do what we have to.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out.
I just need you to find out what's going on up there. I don't want you to harm my people.
I can't ask about that.
We just need all the facts. Where's he been? What's he seen?
He's been here the whole time.
It's just... Who's he talked to?
Who's he poofed?
Who's he been poofing with?
We all poof. We...
Look, I got it. Everybody poofs. I read the book.
They spent...
Mike and his teach their children. Everybody poofs.
Everybody poofs.
They spend 8 hours of the day resting. They spend 8 hours of the day working. They spend 8 hours of the day melding.
Poofing.
Poofing.
Whoa.
Mass communal poofing.
Like in 1 8-hour stretch?
That's like...
It's like a porgy.
Yes.
I'm picturing porgs. I'm picturing porgs. Fair. So
I was going to make a joke about tantric levels and Sting, but I couldn't figure out how to make it all work. I mean, so let's... Sure, let's rest and see what this wedding entails. I mean, is there anything on the tour that is interesting and or exciting, or is this literally just a distraction to talk to us about?
It's a distraction to get you away. She'll take you around to see the other mounds, everything like that. There are side quests with the hunters, if you want them.
I'm at 10 hit points. As much as I'd love a hunter side quest, it's going to have to wait till tomorrow. Basidia, I just want to let you know, we've seen a lot of this sort of thing over the last several weeks in various cities, and it occasionally turns violent. It in fact, has always turned violent. So I just want to warn you, you may want to be prepared that the changes you're seeing may want to shed whatever your people term as blood. Get that concept right, the shedding of the spores. Help me out here, you harvest mushrooms.
I'm good.
I don't want it either, but it's entirely possible that it may happen. Probably will happen. Is almost guaranteed with us around.
You look like a trustworthy folk. I'm sure you'll do your best to spare my people. Yeah.
As I have visions of stabbing Shushar's sister or whatever the it was. Yeah, super trustworthy. Uh-huh. Do people have any version of booze?
If you skewer enough of these things, I mean, you'll have like a good kebab, though.
Either one of you cast fire spells? We'll just stab a couple of myconids and then you roast it up and...
Oh, you're the one with the, you have eternal flame? It doesn't burn, though.
I'm sure some asshole over here has some sort of something he can do.
How many side points does that cost?
How many side points to turn you into Emerald Lagasse?
Bam!
Butt sex. That episode just played, sorry.
Yes, it did. No, I don't know about you guys. My focus is really to get an 8 hours of rest to see if I get my 24 hit points I lost back.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay. Anybody else doing anything?
I will talk to the explorers or whoever I got to talk to about the... to give the appropriate information.
Yeah.
About the Myconids and Grackle Stug. Grackle Stuck or Grackle Stug?
Stug.
Stug. Stug.
It's actually got an H on the end, so I think it's Stug.
Stug. Grackle Stug.
No, GH.
Like,
Stug.
Like through?
That's in English. This is in Dwarven. The GH is...
Speaking of myconids, my fucking little pinky toe itches real bad.
That's two body parts you described with fungus today.
Okay. Okay, so you talk to the explorers. You meet Risharu. He is the head of the circle. You get the sense that he is... way more loyal to Basidia than he is to Philo.
Excellent.
You tell him about the colony that you met. He looks at you funny when you mention, what was his name?
Vusper. The Myconid who dances.
Yeah. He's not really been a part of the mound for a while. He's hardly ever here. The last several weeks, actually, he's in and out. I don't know where he goes. I don't know how he goes, because the stories that he comes back with when he does come back,
Well, when we saw him, he like just went into a grove of glowing mushrooms and presumptively appeared back here, like a fairy hole.
That doesn't make any sense. But I mean, he can see it in your mind. He understands what you're talking about. But that. to him that doesn't make any sense.
It didn't really make much sense to us either.
Do you talk about anything else with him?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anybody anything else?
I would just like to, even if it's just with, I wrote it down. Oh, no, I didn't. Lube him up, whatever his name is.
Yeah, the hunter?
Yeah. Sir Lubes a lot. I just want to sort of talk to him a little bit more about Myconid society.
Sure.
Kira's intrigued that there are both growers and sowers.
And showers.
That's fascinating. The difference, the thought that there is someone who grows the food, but then someone who actually reaps it, as opposed to being the same person.
I may have misspoken.
I was thinking different sewing.
Hunters, explorers, sowers, builders, growers.
And Circle of Masters.
And
I just think it's interesting that there are sowers and growers.
In that paragraph, it calls them sowers. Elsewhere, it calls them sporers.
Ah.
They are the ones who birth new myconids.
Gotcha. So then there isn't any...
Growers tend the fungus.
Right.
Sporers create new myconids.
So there isn't any... for myconids,
no.
Then?
No.
Well, that's unfortunate for you. What about this Circle of Masters? What is the Masters, then?
I am one of the Masters.
Oh, so is it...
The head of the mounds get together.
Ah, I see. Do you meet regularly, then?
Yes, we meet daily.
Really? Have you met yet today?
High or low?
Low.
Yes.
I'd be interested to... I find your society fascinating. I'd be interested to see what it is that you sort of talk about. The way that in which you are structured is not necessarily unusual from human society, but you are working in a way that is definitely unusual. For us, anyway.
I don't think that you would take much away from our meldings.
Yes, that's another thing I was interested about. What is this melding that you do for 8 hours a day?
That's what the Circle of Masters do together, is they meld.
But what is that? What is it?
These were pore spores that we use to communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
They link us in a far deeper way. We are able to experience what others experienced.
But do you do this at a societal level, or is it at a sort of a caste level? I mean, obviously the Circle of Masters supersedes that.
The Circle of Masters melds, and then the Masters go back to their mounds and meld with the mounds.
But what if there is disease or sickness? Could that be passed through the spores?
Yes.
Do you have instances of that? Is that atypical? If one is sick or experiencing advanced age, presumably you die from advanced age like most creatures.
Yes.
Would the melding with someone who is infirm or aged be problematic?
No.
So you don't worry about passing sickness through the melding?
No, it's our spores.
What about, do you experience people with mental issues? We are linked telepathically, right?
He wouldn't have a frame of reference for mental issues.
So can I telepathically interpret crazy?
Yeah, I mean, you could. So somebody acting outside normal parameters of mental function.
Right. Because I'm trying to see if suddenly somebody's going to go poof tomorrow and we're suddenly against 10,000 myconids.
Philo is acting outside of normal operating parameters.
And what, as a society, do you do in that regard?
Philo's our sovereign. He hasn't done anything that would prove to be a threat to our society.
Does he have a lot of followers?
We all follow.
Right, but does he have a lot of people who agree with his ideas? Or is
you
he
mean
the crazy ideas?
There are several that look forward to the day of joy. I fear great change to our society.
You're not so much on the make never like grow great again train. I get it.
No, if forced to choose a side, I would side with Pisidia.
Good to know. Well, lube him up. Hopefully you can be prepared for that day if it unfortunately ever shows up tomorrow. T-minus 16 hours.
Risharu shares a similar view, and I think he has done a little more preparation for days like
that. Really? Risharu shares your mindset then, the mindset of Basidia.
Yes.
I think it might be important to speak to Risharu.
He's spoken of plans if we had to leave.
I see. Would your coterie fight for Neverlight Grove, or would you leave?
We would fight, but we don't know what we would be fighting against.
Well, if my experience has anything to do with it, it'll be very, very obvious when that time comes, if it comes, in 16 hours, give or take.
Yes, but would it pit us against us?
Perhaps. I do not know.
If it came down to that, it would depend on who could control the Spore Servants.
Ooh.
Who controls them?
We all do.
Yeah, but he's got a really good point. They got a lot of fucking cannon fodder. How many Spore Servants are there? Just round number. 10?
With the hunters, you could see 24 dragging corpses to various spots. Some of the corpses get reanimated. Some of them are used for food.
Right, but
some of them are left to rot to feed the fungus.
In all of Neverlight Grove, how many active?
You could easily see 100 or more.
You can't detect undead, can you, man?
He could if he memorized the spell.
What level is it?
I don't know off the top of my head. Should be detect undead. Or detect good and evil. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's first.
Because it might be important to know, Matt, whether or not you could actually turn them. Does it?
See, for the duration, you know if there's an aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead within 30 feet of you.
Yep.
What I'd like to know is what I would like to know is whether or not they could classify as undead, because Mr. Durex over there brings up a very good point. If we suddenly go against a society and they have mind controlled dozens, if not hundreds of slaves, not only would we be against the Myconids and whatever the fuck they're bringing through their creepy ass portal for this unholy wedding, we might also be fighting 50 to 100 bits of cannon fodder. So it'd be nice if the cleric could just go, let my people go and fuck them all up.
I thought we had determined it not.
I don't know if we have. That would be the easiest way to determine that as a fact. Otherwise, we could beg for a religion check to see if Matt somehow knows, or a nature check, but...
You could absolutely make that check.
I thought we did when we fought them before.
Yeah, but Matt doesn't remember that, so... He gets to make the check again.
Since they're reanimated, but see, like Lucas had asked them earlier, is whether or not was that necromancy. Does that technically make them undead in italics under their stat law?
Right.
16.
These things are animated by the fungus. They're not
good or evil.
No, they're not. They are plants. They're not undead.
So Mr. Bag of Tricks, who can do fucking everything, what can you do to plants?
He's got a thing that can talk to them. And can control them. Can it? You got the fungus to move before.
It removes difficult terrain.
Oh.
50 zombies in my way would be difficult terrain, Jeff.
Just 50 shrubs, just because they're walking shrubs.
Bring us a shrubbery.
Could he move ints with it? Because that's kind of the same thing.
I don't know. He needs to read the spell.
Speak to plants.
Let's start off well. You get any sort of control-y bits over there?
You can question plants about the events and the spells of the past day, gain information. You can also turn difficult terrain caused by the plant growth, such as thickets, undergrowth, into ordinary terrain that lasts during duration, or you can turn ordinary terrain where plants are present into difficult terrain that lasts for the duration. Plants might be able to perform other tasks on your behalf at the DM's discretion. The spell doesn't enable plants to uproot themselves and move about, but they can freely move branches. If a plant creature is in the area, you can communicate with it as if you shared a common language, but you gain no magical ability to influence it.
What about if we encourage the spores to fuck off? I mean, that's just talking to them, right? Please, don't murder us.
I mean, he's got a sword that hurts them all.
No, he doesn't. It kills demons. These are plants.
Yeah, but the Myconids, if they're all writhing in pain, won't control shit.
The Myconids won't be attacking us because we'll have a wall of 55,000 zombies between us and them. Can we talk to Ramalama Ding Dong about his plans?
Yeah,
for...
but those the they don't act on their own will, right?
Right.
I assume it's a bonus action.
Well, no. Remember when the Quaggoths got left behind when Vuspar went through the portal and they just went boom and just powered down.
Right. But what I'm saying is if we go to this wedding tomorrow. And you got, you know, bride side and groom side. And they start fighting. like you do at a wedding. You know, like, that's the thing. We're going to be at a 50-50 at best. Because what I'm worried about is that these motherfuckers can just go poof and sway depending on who poofs.
Yeah, so he just sprouts some wings, right? Flies right over the heads of the, let's say, the bride's side, whoever's the bad guy. Turns his sword on. Boom. Good side over prevails.
Unless, you know, we get like some sort of demon lord walking through and then we're really
But that'll also help.
We could just sleep and then
the sword. Leave. The sword. You would know that it doesn't, it's not like a vampire standing in sunlight. It's not burning them.
But it's hurting them.
It does not do damage.
Okay.
A myconid who spends a certain amount of time in sunlight will die. But it's not quick.
Okay. But if they're writhing in pain, how are they going to concentrate on a spell? Or a spell-like ability?
It's not something that will cause them to writhe in pain.
But it did with the other two earlier.
It was enough to go, ow, and wake them up.
But you said they were in searing pain.
No, I said that they were in pain. I didn't say that they were disabled by it. I said that they tried to get away from it.
I don't hate the plan, though. I mean, you are definitely the Superman of this Justice League, Troy, but... we should talk to the other explorer, though, about what his plans are. Because if they can at least wrestle for control over the spore zombies, then maybe we'll have a winning chance. I just don't want this to get all EAA Sudomine poof, and then all of them turn and look at us and want to murder us, since they have some sort of communal communication.
Well, come with me, because I'm an idiot.
I mean, you're telling the truth. I don't know why I would refute that.
Yeah. So let's go talk to the explorer again.
I just kind of want to know what his plans are, Jeff.
Risharu?
Yes.
He's planned for this day for years. He's the leader of the explorers. He has worried about what happens if we have to leave the grove. If something happens, I'm ready to go. And I'm ready to take as many as I can with me.
How are you getting out of here?
He's got a bug out bag.
He's got a bug out bag. He's got a bug out path. He's ready to go. He's ready to move a large number of myconids if he had to.
Are you not
into relative safety?
Are you not concerned about fighting for your home?
I don't know if you've noticed, but we're not fighters.
Okay. That tells me where we stand.
Have you encountered living creatures being under the influence somehow of spores or your kind in any?
No. We haven't had too many visitors recently. There was a group several days ago. They may still be here. I haven't seen them leave. I'm not sure where they went.
A group of?
I don't know.
You people all look the same.
I was literally about to say that. Yes.
Well, I'm going
to
be like, a group of?
Softers. It literally says they have trouble telling you guys apart.
They have trouble telling the height of creatures?
I mean, roughly same size.
Have we seen anybody that meets that description?
No. You haven't seen anything but myconids and spore servants.
I also wanted to ask Risharu and Lubumup about Sereth. Like, can they poof Sereth and, like, feel anything wrong with him? Does he seem...
touched.
You know, yeah, if you nanu-nanu his ass, does something seem weird?
Not really, no. I mean, he's happy to be here. And Sereth is shitty. He's like, I'm standing right fucking here. I've told you over and over again, there's nothing wrong with me.
Uh-huh. Yep. Sure. I guess the only other thing then to do is to look around for this other group of softies.
If you ask Basidia about it, she will say that Philo took them to the Garden of Welcome, and she hadn't seen them since then.
This is telepathic, right?
Yeah.
Do we get images at all?
No, you guys don't.
Can she give us an impression?
What kind of impression would you like, eh?
High or low?
Low. It's gone well for me so far.
That's low. She points to Sereth.
Oh,
similar to him.
That's what I was afraid of. Don't think you're safe here, Sereth.
I don't think we're safe here.
That's what I said. Let's sleep and leave.
No, if we're going to be here, we might as well see what the wedding is.
Why?
Because we're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, find a different dungeon.
You have to play the story.
Can't run away from every dungeon.
According to Jeff, there's not much story in the book about this side, so.
Yes, there's very little, and he would probably like us to engage in it.
Besides, I am, like, of all people, Stool has been your friend. Do you want to leave him here to experience a red wedding by himself?
Yeah, I guess.
Also, aren't you, like, supposed to be eliminating this based on your god? Who told you that?
No, his god told him to run from fire.
Didn't just send him a vision. Showed up and said, hey, asshole.
Hey, Lucas, stop more running away from plot. Sign Jeff the DM.
More of a guideline than a rule.
Start taking away his powers.
It could become a scourge.
He's getting 10% fail rate on his spells.
No, usually when the gods take that away, it just goes. You just wake up and you're like, I want to heal myself. The DM just goes, nope. Is there any way to... I'm going to talk to Basidi a little bit more to try and explain to her the difference between female and male drow. I'm going to assume it's fruitless, but I'd like to know if they were males or females. Because one scares me a lot more than the other.
Show them your lady junk.
Like...
Start singing my humps.
Do the Mykonids have some version of my milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard?
No, absolutely not. You were lucky that she remembered enough to think same color skin.
Can you go take a look? Crash the party a little early. Wait, Superman.
I could have put an awful big target on me.
You're goddamn invincible.
No.
Use another two points and go invisible.
Okay, I mean, I got the tough hide, and I can slow fall, and I can breathe underwater, and I can, you know, fucking leap tall buildings in a single bound, but no, I'm...
I thought about naming my character Odo, a changeling, you know, whatever.
I mean, my order is the order of the immortals.
Son of a bitch.
So you wanna go...
What direction is the, what was it called again?
The Garden of Welcome?
Yeah.
You know that second big chamber that you do?
Yeah.
It's in there.
Oh, it's in the... It's...
Yeah.
You may just melt through the wall or whatever you do.
Yeah, it's through another path. It's not
just something that you could fly over. Yeah. It's...
All right, we got any... Nobody has an owl they can fly in there. Anything. Anybody. I stab things. That's what I do. I ain't got a lot.
Then you should probably go in there and stab things.
I'd like to get 24 temporary... I'd like to get 24 hit points back first, Jeff.
Then go fucking rest!
No, I want to know what the thing is going to do before I do it, Jeff.
That's totally not how this works.
You don't know that. If I could convince Troy to fly in there, we might find something out. If he doesn't die.
Don't you have a familiar you could, like, know? No.
Don't you?
I can't see through their eyes. They can't communicate back. I already established that. Otherwise, yes, I would do that. Because one of the things I could do, I could throw all three poof balls and one of them could be an owl. But I can't communicate or see through it. I would just be sending it in there and then saying, come back in a few minutes.
Well, at least you know you can throw all three of them in this fight.
That's the best we have.
But it won't tell us anything.
What's that crystal do?
Talks to what?
Speaks to animals.
It talks to animals too?
So broken. This whole fucking game. Fucking 5e.
Plants, dead, and animals.
Alright, here. I just throw them all in the air. One of them might be an owl.
Roll them.
Oh, please tell me, like, they're all three fish.
Find out. At least I'm trying to find a solution, Matt.
I have literally nothing I can do. I'm sorry.
Man, if only we could detect good and evil.
D8s.
Is it D8s?
3D8.
6, 3, 4. At least they're all different.
You have a goat, you have a giant boar, and a mastiff.
Well, two of those things eat mushrooms, so...
Take your fucking pick.
I mean, the boar would seem the most logical.
Hey, boar, go that way.
Hey, boar, that rock face.
I'm thinking of pigs hunting for truffles, and I see seas of Mykonid children just screaming, running. Just poofing everywhere.
You have to climb a rock face to get there?
Yeah.
Then use the goat to climb mountains.
I'd like to point out that none of these things can see in the fucking dark.
Put the goggles on them. They don't have to attune. Put the goggles on the goat and send it. This is almost meme worthy. This is those stories you read about
that are so fucking stupid in D&D.
But they work.
No, they
put
don't.
Put the goggles on the goat.
Because Jeff is logical. This is how I lose the goggles of night.
Yep.
This is exactly how I lose them.
I would not do that.
All right. Well, if you're not going to fly in there.
Can you shrink and ride the goat?
No, I don't have that ability.
Yet. It kills me.
That's 8th level when he also becomes impervious and gets damage reduction.
He becomes Ant-Man.
What if I use the freedom of movement scroll?
For what?
I'm 2 levels away from that.
On the goat.
What about it?
So I can get it. Oh, I still can't see. Can any of us see?
It's dimly lit in here.
Okay, well, the goat can see then. What was it, a goat, a boar, and a mastiff?
Yes.
I pet the puppy.
Okay.
Hi, puppy.
What are you guys doing?
I don't have any other way to scout, so that means we're walking into the wedding with no idea what we're walking into. Unless anybody else who can poof into smoke.
No,
or...
I take it back. There is a pathway up there. There is a pathway that they will not let you go up right now. I forget which mound it is that blocks it, but you have to go through them to get up there.
I charge the boar at them.
You're attacking?
They don't know he controls it.
I just go clear the path. Like, what happens? The boar dies? I get more poof balls back?
Ooh, if the animal dies, do you still get the poof ball back? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. I mean, it'll go charging through there. The spore servants can't catch it. Yeah. It'll go tearing up there.
All right. Well, if it comes back, then we can interrogate it. But
did you tell
I've
it to come back? Because it's a pig.
Again, I said I'll send it in there for 5 minutes and then come back, but if it's black...
You said clear the path.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Rewind to 20 minutes ago when I said I'd like to send one in there, say come back in 5 minutes, and then you can interrogate it, but I think it's fucking useless, but I'll still do it. And then I threw my 3d8s. I'll send all of them in. Tell them
I'll
to
say,
back
when
in
those
5 minutes.
Things poofed, then did you tell them to go in there and then come back?
I'll just tell them to jump off a cliff. It doesn't really matter. Because I don't think they're coming back. Because if I had a super secret ritual, the last thing I want to do is let something see it.
But it is a boar, which would be the natural enemy of mushrooms, so...
Kira goes to sleep.
Okay. You don't see the animals come back.
Didn't think so.
Throughout the night.
The upworlders are offered bacon for breakfast. That disappeared when the dawn happened.
during your rest, you'll be able to observe the melding and everything like that. It's fucking weird.
I say, is it like creepy and sensual, or is it just...
No, it's literally... What's a good analogy? The Happening. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Where they just stop.
And try to kill themselves immediately?
Well, no, they just stop and they stare. Ooh. And they're all just stop. They're all circled around the mound, staring towards the middle.
And then they all Donald Sutherland?
None of them moving, none of them making any noise, and they just stand there.
Real joyous. Did they get their hit points back in that rest?
I never saw
it. It wasn't good.
Well, it was M.M. Shyamalan after he made, like, 3 other terrible movies, so...
They're
coming. Yes, he's coming back.
Your hit point max goes back up.
So at a full rest, we're back at full hit points.
Yes.
I was a bit worried that they might not be. We're getting high enough level, you can start doing some real dickish things, so... If it was, like, a half per day session...
Hey, if you hadn't moved Lucas out of there...
Lucas would have died.
There's a good chance. I didn't realize you had resistance to necrotic.
Yes.
But, yeah.
So, it would be helpful if I knew these things.
I said it was necrotic.
You didn't. You just said lost hit points.
Oh, from the blood loss. I didn't. Yeah. I did not specify necrotic.
No, yes. That's why I asked.
You actually said bludgeoning, and I was surprised.
No, I said from the impact. From being impaled.
But the only damage specified you said was bludgeoning.
It would have been piercing.
That's why I was surprised.
Yep.
All right. I feel in my pocket. Do I have 3 poof balls?
You have 3 poof balls.
Sweet. So is Philo around then, this morning?
He would be finishing up with the melding.
So like we wake up and they're all still standing exactly where they left them? So the creepy one in the corner that was staring in my direction that I put my cloak over still is standing there with my cloak over it?
Yes.
I like to imagine Kira used it as a mannequin, like her armor's resting on it and like...
A dressing dummy?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
She's like, thanks, Chief. Getting all strapped up.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find Philo.
Philo, can we get that tour of the Garden of Welcome today?
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.